各位来宾，各位弟兄姐妹，平安。
Brothers and sisters, honored guests, peace.
啊，非常感谢大家出席我们的献堂礼拜。
Very grateful that all of you have come to attend the church dedication service.
各位的来到使我们感到非常的温暖，非常的快乐。
You can just feel the warmth and the joy in this big turnout.
很感谢大家来到这里，跟我们一起来感恩，一起把这座新堂献给我们的主耶稣基督。
I appreciate everybody for coming to thank the Lord and to dedicate this church to our Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道一切都是出自于神，从人内心的感动到外面情况的改变，都是出自于神。
All things come from God. Things like the inspiration that moved the heart to the change of circumstances all comes from God.
因为一切都是出自于神，所以我们要把感谢和荣耀归给神。
Because all things come from God, then all praise and glory be to God.
你看我们基督徒谢饭，每次谢饭的时候，我们都感谢天父赐给我们食物，因为我们知道真正的源头是神。
When Christians pray before a meal, they thank God every time for the food, because we know that God is the ultimate source of our sustenance.
建堂成功，这个感谢跟荣耀要归给谁呢？
Now the church building is complete, then all thanks and glory should be to God.
我们基督徒的感谢只归给一个地方，就是恩典的源头，我们的天父。
There is only one recipient when a Christian gives thanks and glory, and that is to our Heavenly Father, the source of all grace.
你知道感谢跟荣耀不能够归给人，你归给那个人他就有祸了，因为窃取了神的荣耀。
Praise and glory cannot go to man.If so, then woe to that person, for he has taken the rightful glory that was meant for God.
而且建造一座教堂绝对不是神的最终目的，神的目的根本不可能是一栋建筑物。
Furthermore, the church building is not God's ultimate purpose. God's purpose certainly is not about a facility.
神的目的总是关乎全人类的，是关乎永生跟他自己的荣耀的。
God's purpose is about the human race, about eternal life.And God's glory.
神的目的总是人得救恩，神得荣耀。
God's purpose is about people receiving salvation and God receiving glory.
就像是基督降生的时候，天使宣布说，在天上荣耀归给至高的神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Just like what the angel said regarding Jesus' birth, glory to God in the highest.And on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
那今天是主日，我们应该分享神的话语。
And today is Sunday, the Sabbath, and therefore we will continue as customary to hear God's word.
那根据我们正道的进度，今天是路加福音第四讲，应该看的经文是路加福音一章八十节，所以请我们一起来读这一节的圣经。
Today is the fourth message from the book of Luke.And we will read Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Let's all read together.
路加福音第一章八十节，那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在你们跟我一起念，一起来。
Everyone in unison, please.
那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。那这节经文所讲的是施浸者约翰的成长过程。
This verse is referring to the growth of John the Baptist.
圣经说啊，这施浸者约翰他的工作是行在主的面前，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
The Bible says that the work of John the Baptist was to go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
那我们教会跟约翰一样。约翰他不能救人，教会也不能救人，只有耶稣可以救人。
Our church is like John the Baptist, in a sense that John himself cannot save people, nor can the church. Only Jesus can save.
教会所能做的就是预备主的道路，使人遇到耶稣，因为叫人的罪得到赦免，就可以得到救恩。
But the role of the church is to prepare the way for the Lord and to give people the knowledge of salvation through forgiveness of their sins.
我想无论是施浸者约翰是一个基督徒还是今天教会我们都需要一个成长的过程。成长之后神才会重用。
Whether it is John the Baptist, a Christian, or a church, all must grow in order to be used by God.
那约翰成长的过程，根据这段经文，大概可以分成四个阶段。第一个就是他渐渐成长，第二个他心灵强健，第三他住在旷野，第四他显明在人的面前。
The growth of John the Baptist can be divided into four parts. First, he grew steadily. Second, he grew strong in spirit. Third, he lived in the wilderness. And fourth, he appeared publicly to others.
我想借着这个四个阶段，跟大家分享天父是怎么恩待这间教会。
Using these four stages of growth, I will share with you how the Heavenly Father has blessed this church.
那孩子渐渐成长，西区教会起初的成长可以分成三个阶段。
Now the initial growth period of CBC West LA can be divided into three parts.
那1968年左右，刚信主的 UCLA 的学生开始了查经班，这个学生今天在我们当中。
In 1968, a group of Christian students from UCLA started a Bible study group.
在1970年的年底，神差派林南天牧师夫妇从韩国来到洛杉矶，把查经班发展成一个很具规模的团契。
Toward the end of 1970, God sent Pastor Lin and his wife from Korea to Los Angeles, and through them helped the Bible study group to become an organized Christian fellowship.
第二就是这个团契它继续的成长。到了1973年的复活节，就在现在这个地方啊，成立了一个福音堂。
The fellowship continued to grow until 1973, and on that Easter Sunday, when it settled into this current location, it became known as Gospel House.
那五年以后就是1978年，正式成立教会，叫做洛杉矶西区华语浸信会。
Then 5 years later, in 1978, it officially became the Chinese Baptist Church of West Los Angeles.
那各位弟兄姐妹，我们这间教会的特点就是学生福音事工。那学生，我们向他传福音，领他们信主，培养他们的灵命成长。
This church's distinguishing feature was in student ministry, sharing the gospel with students, bringing them to Christ, and nurturing their spiritual growth.
因为是学生事工，所以流动率非常的大，教会的人数很不稳定。
The nature of student ministry was that the people constantly came and went, and so the size of the church was unstable.
我想各位应该知道，身为一个牧师啊，最想要看到的就是教会成长，最不喜欢看到的就是有人离开。
You guys should know that what a pastor likes most is to see the church grow, and what he doesn't like is to see people leave.
可是学生工作的特征就是学生他一毕业了他就离开。
But the challenge of ministering to students is that once a student graduates, he would eventually leave.
我最怕听到的一句话就是有人来跟我说，牧师，我们搬家了，以后我们会去附近的教会，不过以后有空我还是会常常回来看大家。
I've come to dread hearing these words. Pastor Wang, we're moving, and we'll start to look for a local church there. Hopefully, we can come back and visit.
我不晓得我听过多少次这种话。
I don't know how many times I've heard those words.
我们这间教会的情况，因为是学生事工，一直都非常的困难，特别是起初的时候。
Because of ministering to students, our church's situation had always been very challenging, especially at the beginning.
那感谢神的恩典。经过林牧师师母他爱心的栽培，还有一群弟兄姐妹的努力，教会还是渐渐的成长。
But by the grace of God and the love shown through Pastor Lin and Mrs. Lin and the hard work of a group of brothers and sisters, the church was able to grow.
第二是心灵强健。
The second stage of growth is becoming strong in spirit.
施浸者约翰的特色就是他心灵强健。
That's what made John the Baptist special. He was strong in spirit.
你看那个约翰，他住在荒凉的旷野，很荒凉，吃的是蝗虫野蜜，穿的是骆驼毛的衣服，他所处的环境一般人很难忍受。
He lived in the wilderness, fed on locusts and wild honey, and wore camel's hair. His living environment would be unbearable for most of us.
可是他外面所处的那个环境虽然很贫乏，神却使他的内心丰富。圣经说他的心灵强健。
Although his surroundings appear sparse, God filled his heart, and so the Bible says that he was strong in spirit.
那一个人的心灵要是强健的话，他就可以胜过挑战，胜过环境。
Someone who is strong in spirit can overcome his situation and adversity.
一间教会如果他的心灵强健的话，他就可以胜过各种不利的条件，然后最后能完成神托付他的使命。
A church that is strong in spirit can overcome all kinds of challenges and fulfill the task given by God.
那我先请问你怎么叫一间教会的心灵强健？
Now let me ask you, how can a church become strong in spirit?
那为了使我们教会的心灵强健，过去这十二年，弟兄姐妹和我，我们一起努力做三件事情。
In order to become strong in spirit in the last 12 years, brothers and sisters and I have continuously worked toward three things as a church.
简单的说，这三件事就是以基督为中心，以圣经为根基，以宣教为顾念。
To simply put, it is to be Christ-centered, to be Bible-based, to be mission-minded.
那具体的来说，我们是借着比较长时间的门徒训练，我们来学习过一个以基督为中心的生活。
We used a protracted discipleship to learn about being Christ-centered.
The Master Life 门徒训练七个月，大家一起学习怎么样过一个以基督为中心的生活。
Using Master Life, the 7-month discipleship training course, we learned how to lead a Christ-centered life.
那我们主日学比较严格一点，我们就借着比较有系统而且严格要求的主日学来学习以圣经为根基。
And we used vigorous and systematic Bible education to become grounded in the Word.
我们借着奉献金钱跟参加短宣来学习以宣教为顾念。
We practiced being mission-minded through financial support and participation in short-term missions.
那我很感谢主，我自己觉得说这十二年来教会的心灵强健的程度有了些进步。
Thank the Lord, I can see the improvements this church has made in the last 12 years in becoming spiritually strong.
我是这样子想，我想你心灵强健，你怎么知道呢？就心灵强健要从对主耶稣基督委身的程度来看。然后教会怎么知道教会有没有未来？未来好不好呢？这教会的未来要从那个年轻人看，从年轻的信徒对教会事工的参与程度来看。
Now, whether or not a Christian is strong in spirit, that is determined by his commitment to Jesus. And a church's future rests upon the attendance and service of young believers in the church.
我非常感谢神，他在我们教会兴起了一批爱主的年轻人。
I'm deeply grateful to God for raising up a group of young people who love the Lord.
你看，因为是年轻人嘛，就是他们还年轻，很多地方没有经验，有些不懂事，容易犯错误。可是他们的心灵强健。
Though they are young, lacking in experience, some limited in knowledge and prone to mistakes, they are spiritually strong.
他们很肯侍奉神。
They're very willing to serve God.
也肯做弟兄姐妹的仆人，他们也不争权，也不争名。
And to serve others, they do not quarrel over rights or credit.
那就是因为他们肯付出，愿意多做事，他们现在已经成为教会的领袖。
Because they were willing to give themselves to do many things, they have become leaders in the church.
那为这一点，我自己是非常非常的感谢神。
And for this, I'm deeply, deeply grateful to God.
其实你知道，任何一个牧师哈，在教会里面，他是希望全教会都爱主。
You know, as a pastor, his very hope is that everyone in the church will love the Lord.
牧师总是盼望说，全教会的年轻人、中年人、老年人，每个人都爱主。
He wants everyone, that includes the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly, to all love Jesus.
那我是盼望我们现在有了个新的教堂，就是一个新的开始。所以无论你的年纪有多大，我们一起来侍奉神。
Now, with this new building and begins a new chapter, I wish that everyone here, young and old, would all love Jesus together.
第三就是施浸者约翰，他住在旷野。
Now, the third stage of growth is that John the Baptist lived in the wilderness.
你知道旷野就是一个没有什么人的地方，没有人知道你在那里。
Now, the wilderness is a place lacking in human activity and where you are not known to others.
我自己是觉得神要建造你的时候，神要建造一个基督徒或者一间教会的时候，通常不是在舞台上，通常是在一个隐藏的地方。
I personally believe that when God grows a Christian or grows a church, it is not like being on stage, but rather inconspicuously.
如果从教堂来说，从前我们的老教堂很不惹眼。我不止一次听过人家说，我从你们教堂前面走过好几次，都不知道在里面有间教会。
Our old building was quite unobtrusive. More than once, I've heard people say that they have walked past this place many times and never knew that there was a church here.
那我感谢神，他就让我们在一个 很不惹人注意的情况之下，开始为他建造一座新的教堂。
Thank God that he allowed the construction of this new building to begin under such inconspicuous circumstances.
我们在这个建堂的过程当中，就跟弟兄姐妹分享了好几次三个原则。
Now during the construction, I repeatedly shared with you three principles for this building project.
第一个就是信心的原则。
First is the principle of faith.
建堂的时候，我们用信心来祈祷，用信心来奉献，信心跟从神的脚步。
During the building project, we would pray in faith, give in faith, and follow in God's footsteps in faith.
第二是专注的原则。
Second is the principle of focus.
我们特别强调说，弟兄姐妹建堂的时候不要分心，大家要专注于崇拜。专注于传福音，专注于培育门徒，这三样事情。
The building project was not to become a distraction. Everyone must remain focused on worship, evangelism, and discipleship.
所以我们教会的人哈，你看动工的这两年，我从来不找你们开会，我从来不向你们募款，只要你们专心敬拜跟传福音。
That's why in the 2 years of construction, I did not approach you for meetings or fundraising. I only require that you remain focused on worshiping God and sharing the gospel.
那感谢神，结果神祝福我们这两年呢，教会人数增加了，而且我们受浸的人数也是历年来最高的。
Now thank the Lord that as a result, God blessed our church so that we grew in number and had the highest number of baptisms during that time.
第三个是财务的原则。
Third principle is about finance.
我们一开始就决定了说我们只接受信徒的奉献，其他的都不收，不用任何的其他的手段来募款。
We strictly accepted offerings from believers rather than using fundraising activities.
我们没有义卖，也不办餐会，也不搞 car wash, 不发筹款信，也不请筹款公司。
We did not have a bake sale, we did not have a car wash, or send out solicitation letters.Or hire a fundraising agency.
唯一接受的就是基督徒甘心乐意的奉献。
We only accepted the offering given willingly by believers.
那非常感谢神，他感动弟兄姐妹，真是慷慨的奉献，奉献的面非常的广，奉献的程度非常的深。
Praise God that He moved brothers and sisters to give generously. The offering came from far and wide, and those who gave dug deep.
就奉献面非常的广，就是不是有什么人给我们一大笔钱，而是说整个的教会，全教会的弟兄姐妹都奉献。
The funds did not come from just a few individuals. Instead, the whole church pitched in.
而且大家给的时候，每次给的那个数字很大，我自己看的都吓一跳，所以说那个奉献度非常的深。
And everyone dug deep to give significant amounts.Sometimes the amount shocked me.
结果就是无论工程做到哪里，教会总是有钱支付。
During every stage of construction, the church fund kept pace.
我其实知道，甚至有些家庭，他是刚刚出来做事，家里有孩子，没什么积蓄，但是他差不多是把全部拿出来，来奉献，来支持建堂。
I know there were some families that just started working, did not have much savings, with their children still young.They basically gave all they had.
我们是在2008年9月的时候会员大会通过要建堂，那个时候我们大概全教会总共有170-180万，其中建堂基金是130万，可是建堂那个时候的预算呢是大概是390万，我们还差260万。
In September 2008, church members voted to approve the new building project.At that time, the church had $1.3 million in cash, but the cost of construction was projected to be $3.9 million, which meant that we were short $2.6 million.
那到了今年新堂建好了，我们的建筑费加上20几万的装修费，总共的费用不是390万，而是上个礼拜我听司账报告就是435万美元。
As of this year, with this new building completed, the total cost, including costs forfurniture and fixtures was not $3.9 million, but turned out to be about $4.35 million.
非常感谢神丰富的供应，因为弟兄姐妹的奉献，所以教会能够以现金支付最后一笔费用。
Thank the Lord for providing abundantly. Because of brothers and sisters' offerings, the church was able to pay the last installment in full.
那在现堂礼拜的今天，我们教会从来没有见过任何的钱。
As of today, our church never borrowed any money.
特别要感恩的是在建堂的期间， Chesham Pearl 的牧师跟弟兄姐妹也爱心欢迎我们，让我们这两年有个家。
Special thanks goes out to the pastor and the people at Chesham Pearl who welcomed us with open arms and gave our church a home for the last 2 years.
也谢谢 Pastor Nat 介绍我们到 Chesham Pearl 去。
And I also thank Pastor Nat for introducing us to Chesham Pearl.
我个人非常感谢他们，而且我会一直记得在 Chesham Pearl 的日子。
I'm so grateful to them, and will always remember the days at Chesham Pearl.
你知道前几个礼拜，因为是我到那 Chesham Pearl 去了一趟，然后去的时候我就觉得说，好像这里才是我的家。
A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go back to COP, and when I was there, it still feels like home.
这个新堂太新太华丽，我很不习惯。
This new building here is too new, too splendid. I'm just not used to it.
第四就是直到它显明。
The fourth stage of growth is to appear before the people.
神的时候到了，施浸约翰他就显明在人的面前。
At a time determined by God, John the Baptist showed himself to the people.
那我盼望借着传福音，西区教会能够把耶稣基督显明在别人的面前。
I hope that through evangelism, CBC West LA will show Jesus Christ to the people.
啊，我们教会现在有个新的目标，就是2013年到2015年，我们的目标叫做 GDP， 就是福音发展计划。
Our church has a new mission.For the next 3 years, from 2013 to 2015, the church goal is called GDP, Gospel Development Project.
我们要发展校园的福音施工，还有社区的使徒复工，福音施工，还有网络的福音施工。
We will continue to develop campus evangelism, community evangelism, and develop an online evangelism ministry.
我们就是想说，神给我们一座新的教堂，也不是要我们享受，是为了要我们传福音。培育耶稣基督的门徒。
God did not give us a new facility so that we can enjoy it in peace and comfort. Instead, it is for sharing the gospel and training new disciples of Jesus Christ.
So Pastor Nap will fully intend to wear out the pews and the carpets and everything here. 神要我们在 UC, UCLA, SMC, Westside Community 跟更远的地方传福音跟培育耶稣基督的门徒。
And we will share the gospel and train new Christian disciples on the campuses of USC, UCLA, Santa Monica College, the Westside communities, and beyond.
我常常跟我们弟兄姐妹看这张地图。
I often show our congregation this map.
所以你看我们洛杉矶有三间大学校哈， USC, UCLA 跟 Santa Monica College, 很大的一间 community college。
Our church is surrounded by three major campuses, UCLA, USC, and SMC.
在三间学校，他的华人的学生可以说是在全美国华人学生最多的学校，就在这里。
These three campuses combined probably holds the largest Chinese student population.
你们中间很多人，你自己是从这三间学校中的一间毕业的。
Even many of you now have been a product of one of these campuses.
神把我们教会放在这三间学校的中间是有他的任务的。
No, God placed our church right in the middle of these three campuses. That's for a reason.
所以我们要掌握住这个地点上的它的价值，来继续的向这个区域的校园跟社区来传福音。
And we must seize this opportunity and the value of being on this location to spread the gospel.
最后跟大家分享一下我们教会的核心价值。
Right now, I'd like to share with you our church's core principles.
我本来想在今天献堂的时候刻两个牌子，一个是基督是主，一个是荣耀归神，然后把它们刊在这个墙上，因为技术问题做不成，所以后来他们把它弄在我们大门上面，变得更大更好看。
I had one intent, which was to create two plaques. One saying Christ is Lord, the other glory to God, and mount them on the wall. Because of technical difficulties, what we did was we put those words right above the main entranceway into the sanctuary.
基督是主，就是耶稣基督，他永远是我们这间教会的主人。
Christ is Lord. That means Jesus Christ is forever the Lord of our church.
就是教会的主不是牧师。
The church's Lord is not the pastor.
不是过去的灵牧师，不是现在的我，也不是以后的牧师，我们只是做神仆人的。
It is not Pastor Lin or Pastor Wang or a future pastor.
教会的主绝对不会是人，更不会是一个做仆人的。
The church's Lord cannot be a person, let alone just a servant.
教会的主也不是理事，不是现在的理事，也不是以后的执事跟理事。
The Lord of the church is not the council members, past or present.
那教会的主不是出钱最多的那个人，也不是出力最多的那个人，不是在教会最久的那个人，也不是对教会贡献最大的那个人。
The Lord of the church is not the person who has the most money, or who's been here the longest, or who's contributed the most.
我们基督徒只有一个主，我们的教会也只有一个主，就是主耶稣基督。
Christians have only one Lord, and the church has only one Lord, and that is Jesus Christ.
而我们教会西区华语基金会存在的目的是为了荣耀神的名。
And the purpose of CBC West LA is to glorify God's name.
那但愿我们一切所说的跟所做的能够让人把荣耀归给天上的父。
I wish that everything we say and do will bring glory to our Heavenly Father.
最后我再跟大家看一下施浸者约翰。
Lastly, let us take a last look at John the Baptist.
圣经讲到施浸者约翰这样说，孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
The Bible says this about John the Baptist, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
约翰是耶稣的前驱者。
John the Baptist was Jesus' forerunner.
那你如果要像约翰一样，你的职责，第一，你要行在主的前面，来预备他的道路。
Now, if you wish to be a forerunner for our Lord Jesus Christ, this is your job description. First, you must go before the Lord to prepare the way for him.
第二，你要叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
Second, you must give people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sin.
那你的装备是这样子。第一个，你需要有起初的成长，你刚信主之后要成长，你不要到今天还做 baby。
Now, you must be equipped for this task. First is you must grow. You can't be a Christian for a long time and still remain a spiritual baby.
你要心灵强健。
You must become strong in spirit.
你还有，就算人家不知道你，在隐藏当中，你要接受神的建造。
You must accept God's discipline and God building you up even when other people don't notice.
然后你要显明在人的面前传扬耶稣基督。
And you must appear before people to share Jesus Christ.